Embattled Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce has faced a barrage of questions in Parliament during a loud and disrupted question time. Opposition leader Bill Shorten wasted little time from the start.
Does the Prime Minister still retain confidence in the Deputy Prime Minister? And when the Prime Minister is overseas next week, will the Deputy Prime Minister be the acting Prime Minister of Australia?
The Prime Minister has the call.
Well, thank you for asking me that question. You asked me earlier in the week, and the answer is the same as it was earlier in the week.
Opposition frontbencher Mark Dreyfus asked Mr Turnbull whether Mr Joyce is the only member of Cabinet he is powerless to act against for breaching ministerial standards.
Now, if the honourable member wishes to make that case, make that allegation, and I invited him and his leader to do so yesterday, then he should do so. He should make that allegation and demonstrate the basis for doing so. So the question is based, in other words, on a false premise, or at least a premise that the honourable member has not bothered to establish.
Labor has also criticised the Deputy Prime Minister over his rent-free townhouse in the New South Wales city of Armidale. Mr Joyce moved into the property with his pregnant former staffer, now partner Vicky Campion, after his 24-year marriage ended. He says he accepted the property at the time from a friend.
I chose to declare it, and prior to that date, I wasn't a Member of Parliament, as you probably remember, so it didn't need to be declared. And I've declared it, it's on the record, and it's for there for you to see.
Opposition Treasury spokesman Chris Bowen asked Mr Joyce whether he could advise first home buyers, as he put it, how they too can get a rent-free home in Armidale from their mates. The opposition also made fun of a marketing campaign for the townhouse. It noted there's a tipping point in your professional life where you reach a level of success and you go from making ends meet to enjoying the spoils of all your hard work. Asked if he was aware of the video, Mr Joyce instead chose to name other things he said he was aware of.
I'm aware of the fact that Albo actually, the member for Grainler actually wants to be the leader of the opposition. I am aware of the fact that the member for Maribyrnong, the leader of the opposition, is holding onto his job by the skin of his teeth.
Meanwhile, some of Mr Joyce's own National Party members have urged him to reconsider his position. Backbencher Ken O'Dowd has already declared interest in standing for the Nationals' leadership. Mr O'Dowd says a delegation of MPs would visit Mr Joyce to tell him where the party stands.
I think he'll probably need the advice, and someone needs to tell him where the party stands at this stage, and it'll be a cordial meeting.
But Barnaby Joyce can take some comfort, retaining the backing of his deputy. Bridget McKenzie has remained emphatic in her support for Mr Joyce, saying everyday Australians also support him.
Every comment to my office today has been from rural and regional Australia, and absolutely backs our leader, like all of us.
Nationals MP George Christensen says few party members want Mr Joyce to step down either.
There's a small group of people, sadly, in the National Party, there's probably more people in the Liberal Party that are talking about internal politics and leadership down here. I'm not interested in talking about that. People get sick and tired of hearing about these internal games.
And MP Michelle Landry says she too believes Mr Joyce will remain in the top job.
He's done a lot for us, particularly in regional Australia, and I think we need to give him a fair go with it. We look at what's happened with the Labor Party, and there's certainly been worse things that have happened there. It's his personal life. As far as I'm concerned, everything's above board with the officers, and he's there to stay.
Former Nationals leader Warren Truss says the situation needs to be resolved quickly, though. He's told Sky News the scandal is taking a serious toll on Mr Joyce.
Certainly he's been diminished as a result of all this. What happens in the party room is a matter for the party room, and certainly I'm not there, and so I can't vouch for those reports one way or the other. But National Party members of Parliament would be remiss in their duties to their electorate if they weren't seeking to resolve this issue constructively.
Sonia Heidemann, SBS News.